Six draft picks for the Tennessee Titans as they finish up draft weekend, moving toward the 2014 season. General Manager Rustin Webster. Let's start in the fourth round where it all began today. Mm-hmm. Daquan Jones from Penn State, 6'4", 322. Perfect player for a 3-4 defense?
I think he fits really well, and he can play up and down the line of scrimmage. Somebody that we had targeted coming into the day, and we're excited to get.
All right. Why did you go D-line right off the bat on Saturday?
Well, at the time, he was the highest-rated player on our board, which is one thing. And then the other thing is, you know, we've made a commitment. You've seen it on the offensive line to kind of start up front. That's what we want to do. And when it came down to making a decision, that was a big part of that, that was going to be our philosophy. And if we had a chance to get a big guy that could help us in multiple spots, that's what we were going to do.
Much like Al Woods, who you brought in from Pittsburgh in free agency.
Very much like Al Woods. Al can play all three spots. He starts at the nose, but it can go to either end, and Daquan's the same way.
10 picks later, Marquestin Huff from Wyoming, a guy who can play corner or safety. Where do you project him?
Another versatile player. We'll start him at corner, and he'll be able to not only help us at corner or safety, but on special teams in nickel and dime situations as well.
Really runs well. That seems to be the strength of his game.
It is, and he's a tough guy, but he does run well. He's a good special teams player. You know, he was a guy, when you watched him on film, the speed was obvious. You could see that he was fast, and so he was impressive.
Third pick of the day, defense once again. You go to the University of Kentucky for Avery Williamson, who many people know from his days at Milan High School. What do you like about Avery?
You know, Avery is a tough, physical 3-4 inside linebacker type. I like the way he works. I like the way he plays. So we were really excited to get him. He was somebody that our scouts worked very hard on and liked him a lot. We brought him in for an interview. So excited to get him, and he was equally as excited to be drafted by us, which really makes you feel good.
And you had targeted him months ago. What about him stuck out so much that made you say, hey, we'd like to have this guy as part of our team maybe 3-4 months back?
Well, you know, the coaches at Kentucky just raved about him. And you know, when you watch him play, even though maybe they weren't winning a lot of games, he was playing well, playing hard, leading the defense, and just the type of guy that we want on our team. I think we'll be very fortunate to have him.
Zach Mettenberger, you trade up to get him early in the sixth round. Why do you take a quarterback, and why was Mettenberger the right answer?
Well, we felt like we needed a competition at that position, and Mettenberger was a player that probably could have gone higher. He's got size and terrific arm strength, throws the ball well. He's coming out of a pro-style offense, so we felt like he was a good fit. Our coaches spent time with him at LSU. Several of us went down to the workout and watched several players at LSU, Zach included, and he did a good job. The people at LSU spoke highly of him, and I know several people there that really went to bat for him. So it was a good pick in the sixth round.
I know you don't worry about reviews, mm-hmm. but the reviews from your pick on day two, Bishop Sankey, the running back from Washington, have just been unbelievable. This is a player, the more you learn about him, the more you like him.
Ah, you can't help but like him. And he's another player that we brought in here on a visit. And his running style is I think, what succeeds in the league. He's got great vision and feet. He runs after contact, and he can do more than that. He can catch the ball and do some things out of the backfield. Plus, he's a terrific young man, and I think everybody's going to enjoy the fact that he's wearing a flame on his helmet.
Taylor Lewan, first-round pick from Thursday night. You had a chance to have him in yesterday, and he seems unbelievably excited to be a Titan.
He really is. You know, he came here on a visit when Taylor came. I think he was sick, if I remember right. He had the flu, but he kind of powered through and had a great visit, and I think he feels like he's going to fit in really well, not only on our team, but in the city.
Schedule for your rookies upcoming. How do they go from here?
Well, they'll all arrive on Sunday, or most of them will, and they'll start working out kind of in their own group for the first week, and then we'll go into rookie mini camp. After that, they'll integrate with the veteran players.
Is Bishop Sankey the only one who is on the quarter system and can't arrive until June full-time?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In terms of how pleased you are overall, very satisfied with what you're able to do on the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, you always want one more player here, or, you know, one more pick there, but very satisfied. I love the fact that we got the two fours. I think that made up for not having a third-round pick, and you know, that we were able to trade down and get Bishop and several other things, come away with Zach at the end. So, yeah, very pleased. And not only that, just pleased with the process of the whole thing. It was very smooth. And Lake Dawson, Blake Bedingfield, all the scouts did an excellent job of organizing that thing.
But now glad it's over.
More than glad it's over. Yeah.
Rustin Webster, the Titans GM, the personnel staff, and the coaches, they get to take a breath now as the 2014 draft is complete. I'm Mike Keith, and this is TitansOnline.com.